Bring your line and clear, Jack. I hope it stays in time. Okay, we'd like to brief you on what our plan is. We're at this time water critical in the limb. We'd like to use as little as possible. To do this, we're going to plan to make a free return maneuver of 16 feet per second at 61 hours, which is 37 minutes from now. Then we're going to power down the pings, and then we'll, at 79 hours, we'll go ahead and make another abort maneuver to kick what we got, but we'd like to get that pings powered down as soon as possible. That'd be after the mid-course. And so how do you feel about making a 16 foot per second burn in 37 minutes?
Well, we give it a try, Jack, if that's all we got. That's a 16 foot per second dip burn in 37 minutes.
Roger, we're working up a pad for it, but we'd want to know what you think about doing it at that time.
Well, we'll try. Can you give us a little more time?
Okay, Jim, we'd like to get a suggested time from you. We can figure out a free return maneuver for any time you want to give us. So if you'll give us the time you'd like to shoot for, we'll figure out a pad.
Okay, that sounds good. I think if we have a little bit more time, we want to do it right. Stand by one.
Let's shoot for an hour if we can, Jack. How's that? Okay, Jim, how about 61 hours and 30 minutes? That's an hour and five from now.
Okay, we'll do it. We want to be sure we talk back and forth now to make sure we get this burn off right.
Affirmed.
Up, Jack. Looked around again and I saw that we have a radar and a landing radar heater breaker in. Can I pull those up?
Affirmative, pull them both up. And now we want to ask you a question about alignments and so forth. We wanted to know if you can see any stars out of the AOT. We also wanted to know if you could use the service module. Cast a shadow on the limb windows and then look out the windows to see stars for P-51. COAS alignment.
Okay, in this attitude, Jack, that we're pitching around, I cannot use the AOT to see stars. We're just not able to see them at all. Now, we may be able to maneuver off and yaw or roll and see stars. Right now, we haven't been able to. The AOT is useless. The command module structure is just radiating too much light into the telescope.
Okay, and how about using the service module to cast a shadow on the commander's window? You could do that. Can you see stars for COAS alignment?
We could give that a try, Jack. Although I don't know how successful it will be, we try to do it. The light shines off our quads, which makes it difficult to see stars. We do have the Earth and Moon, and that could be of assistance.
Another problem right now, Jack, I'm looking out the right window, and it's pretty dark out that window, but there are about 1,000 or so false stars out here from leftover from some of the debris. It's hard to discern what's real and not real.
Okay, that's good information. And during the time that we see you continuing to pitch, if you ever get in a position where you think the AOT might be of some use, we'd like you to periodically look out of it and see if you can see some stars that would enable us to get a P-52.
Okay, will do. And also, let me ask you a question. In this configuration, Doc, we have to use the TTCA to control pitch and roll. And just how much can we use that without really changing our trajectory? We only have 60 miles to play with.
Roger, we'll put that to him.